For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
I kind of like the Hogs there, Chuck.
1-2 on Hudson Polk. He swings and misses, and the Hogs go to and out in the SEC tournament this year. A home run by Jared Sprague-Lott in the ninth inning. Nothing else. 9-6. Kentucky over Arkansas. Cats took 3 out of 4 from the Razorbacks this year.
Well, that was quick. Razorbacks 2 and out at the conference tournament as Kentucky wins 9-6 in Hoover, Alabama. The Razorbacks are headed home. In fact, by the time you listen to this, they may very well be back in Northwest Arkansas. The Razorbacks getting ready now for the NCAA regionals, and that's how we begin today on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. It's been said many times over the years, I've said it many times over the years, that you can't base what you think's going to happen in the regionals on what happened at the conference tournament. I really hope that's true this year, because I didn't think the Razorbacks played well at all today, and I didn't think they played particularly well yesterday, to be very honest about it. I thought today they played like a team that was ready to go home. You know, sometimes we don't think about the fact that, you know, they left last week on Wednesday to go to College Station 8 days ago, played 3 games there, flew to Hoover on Saturday night late, spent a couple of days there, practiced, had a day off. Long story short, they've been gone a while. I just felt like from the beginning that they were ready to come to the house. They were ready to get back to Fayetteville. Not saying they didn't compete. I'm just saying that once they got behind, it was pretty much time to come back to Fayetteville and get ready for the regionals. This was Dave Van Horn postgame.
Really got to give credit to Kentucky. They came out and they played a really good ball game, obviously. Made all the plays defensively. Really, a couple of really nice plays in the infield. And, you know, when we made a mistake, they hit it out of the park for the most part. We didn't play a clean game. You know, the first inning, we got behind early, threw a ball away, and didn't catch a ball at second. You know, bang, we gave them 2 runs. And they're, you know, they're tough to catch because when they get ahead of you, they can do some things. But I was proud of our team for battling back, got back in the ball game after Peyton's swing with 2 outs, drove in 3, and, you know, all of a sudden we're down 2. The inning that killed us, probably the bottom of the 7th, kind of ran the momentum back over to them. We found ourselves back down 5. It was really good to see Mason pitch well again. He threw well in relief. Game 2 against A&M, the game we needed to win to wrap up the West. This is his first outing since, and he matched it again, threw really well. So, you know, we've been on the road about a week. You know, obviously didn't like the way I didn't like the outcome. You know, we know that we've got a big week ahead of us, and we got to get ready for next weekend. We left a lot of runners on base in the last 2 days, and really the biggest hit we got was that 3-run homer. We got, you know, hit here or there, sack fly, you know, yesterday, but today's game was, you know, we need another hit. We've got to get better. We got to get better. I mean, that's what I just told them. We got to get more production up and down the lineup. It's spotty right now. I think guys are trying too hard, trying to do too much instead of just take what they give you sometimes. So, you know, what I'm talking about is maybe a couple guys going out of the zone, put themselves in a bad count. We got to flip that, take the pitch, work for the next one. So, yeah, we're gonna have to swing the bats a lot better when we get to the regional.
They did compete. I mean, when he talked about how they battled back and Holt hit the home runs and or hit the three-run homer, I guess, first and got him back into the ballgame at 6-4, they did compete. But then it kind of got away from him again. Hagen Smith started, worked a couple of innings. His velocity really fell during the course of a very brief outing. I'm not quite sure why that is. But I'm sure there's going to be some questions about that as we go through the next few days. Gage Wood, I thought everything they hit against him, they hit hard, even the outs. I think this throws into question what they may do in terms of the first game of the regionals, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as we get closer. McIntyre faced one batter. Tigard was fine for an inning. And then he committed that error, and I thought he just blew up. He just blew up as I observed it. He got ahead of the next guy, lost him on 0-2, and bang. I mean, he was right back to where he had been. And I was really encouraged after the first inning that he pitched. And I would like to have seen him, you know, pick up that ball with two hands on the infield, as has been discussed, and you know, get the out at first base and see what might have happened then. But that's not the way it went. Molina was the bright spot, I thought. You know, you watch the way he pitched out of the bullpen. He talked about it. Dave talked about it post-game. He may be back in the starting rotation when the Razorbacks play next weekend in Fayetteville. Now, the bright spot was Peyton Holt, and it's been that way for a few weeks now.
Here's the pitch. A high fly ball to deep left field. Back is Waldschmidt at the fence. He leaps, and it's out of here. Holt hits a three-run homer, and they're back in the game. 1-1. Changeup hit in the air to deep left by Holt. Waldschmidt's running back. Peyton Holt hit his second home run.
Hey, the three-run shot gave him new life. I mean, got him right back in the ball game. And then, you know, as has been discussed, the bottom of the seventh inning's what did him in. At that point, Kentucky had control of the ball game, and it was just a matter of recording the outs and settling the issue then. But Kentucky had pretty much won the ball game at that point. So where do we go from here? What does it mean? Does it mean anything? The truth is, I don't know. I just don't know. Dave had this to say leaving town.
Well, get back and rest up just a little bit. The message out there was this is where we wanted to be. As far as we know, we're going to be in a regional, a really good opportunity to host. And, you know, it's time to take a step forward, you know. We kind of went backwards a couple weeks ago, sideways. We've been up and down. We need to make a move and finish this thing up right.
You know, I was thinking earlier today, as it became apparent that Kentucky was going to win the ball game, how I used to feel on the final day of the SEC tournament, back when I was broadcasting the games. It's always a mixed bag when you leave Hoover. Generally, you don't win the tournament. And if you look at Arkansas's history at the SEC tournament, they've only won it once. And they've not gotten to Sunday very often. And there have been plenty of years when they didn't even make it to the weekend. Kind of like this one. You know, leaving town, I always had this sense of it sure would have been nicer to have stayed longer and won this thing. But I sure am looking forward to a weekend off. Because for the players, for the coaches, for everybody associated with it, they're going to get their first weekend off in months. And I mean months. For a lot of them, it's genuinely, for some of these coaches, it may be their first day off, if they take a day off, in months. It just doesn't happen, particularly an entire weekend off during the season. I've seen teams recharge. I've seen them find new life. You know, teams that seemingly were dead in the water. A couple of days off, guys come back, boom. You're right back where you were a few weeks ago. Truth is, I have no idea what's going to happen. We're going to find out Monday what the tournament's going to look like, what the field is going to look like, who's coming to town, who they're going to play. I know it'll be exciting. I realize that a lot of people want to win every game, and I get that. The fan in me wants to win every game. You know, as we began the segment, I said, we've said many, many times over the years what happens at the conference tournament's not indicative of what may happen at the regionals. And again, I'll just leave it with, I hope that's the case this time.
You're listening to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Bet Online is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
Hey, if you're buying or selling a home, Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company. That's the name you need to remember, particularly if you're selling a home or thinking about selling your home. Housing market's changing all the time. You pick up the newspaper, it's different today than it was yesterday, and it's always seemingly different in one spot than it is the other. You want to talk with someone who understands exactly what all this information means, knows how to process it, and most importantly, knows how to apply it to your situation. Someone who can take an issue, a general question, a general issue, and apply it to you when it comes time for you to sell your home. And you know, this affects the buying process as well. There's got to be an open line of communication. That was my experience at Weikert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and that was the key to making it work. From the time I bought a home for the first time until where we are right now at over 60 years of age, a lot's changed. And they've been my partner every step of the way. I think you'll have a great experience, too. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington and Benton counties. They're in Fort Smith. Here is talking about their new office in Branson. And you can always log on to WeikertGriffin.com. Today, focusing primarily on the aftermath of the baseball game, but I don't want to get away without talking about the NBA. How about Daniel Gafford and the Mavericks beating Minnesota last night?
Prying his way into the paint. And tomahawked in. Sledgehammer in there by Gafford. With his game, and Gobert inside and knocked away inside.
The easiest walk Gafford will have all series. I mean, this was tailor-made.
10-9 for Gafford in the Mavericks' win in game one, 108-105 in Minnesota. Had a block shot as well. You just heard the highlight. Daniel Gafford has been a big addition for the Dallas Mavericks, and they go to Minnesota, steal game one. They've got home floor advantage now in the Western Conference Finals over the Timberwolves. Hey, have you checked the Bet Saracen app? There's more NBA. Indiana and Boston play tonight, and then Dallas and Minnesota play tomorrow night. Of course, there's more activity at the SEC baseball tournament. There's the NCAA regional field that's going to be announced on Monday. If you've not downloaded the Bet Saracen app, you really are missing out, and you're really not ready to place a well-informed wager. Let's just put it that way. I know there are a lot of national sports betting apps, but I know that there are laws in our state that keep a lot of them from operating in our state. And I know that you can go to the Bet Saracen app and you've got an opportunity to place wagers on Arkansas teams, Arkansas players. They've got an icon that says Arkansas on it. You can go right to it. Go right to those Arkansas wagers. That's what makes it Vegas Arkansas style. And that's what makes it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. If you've not downloaded it, do so today. They've got a How to Play video, and they'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, quick addition today. We'll talk a little bit more tomorrow. There's a major development going on in college sports. You're going to hear about it some today. You'll hear about it a lot more tomorrow. Revenue sharing is coming sooner rather than later. The current NIL model is going out the window. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.